Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Here the Mishnah will discuss what's included in the sale of a chamor, of a donkey. Hamocher es chamor, somebody who sells a donkey. Lo machar es kelev, he has not sold along with it the kelim, the utensils. Now, what utensils are we talking about? The utensils that are not included in the sale are the utensils that are used for the donkey to carry items, in other words, such as a big sack that was used to carry merchandise, etc. That's what's not included. However, the kalim, the utensils that are designed for riding on the donkey, such as a saddle, that would be included, even according to the Tanakhama. Nachum Madi Omer, Nachum Madi argues and says, Machar kalev, its utensils are sold, and this even refers to the ones that are used for burden. And the machlokas between the two is that the Tanakhama believes that stam chamor l'rechiva omed, that chamor is generally utilized for riding purposes, not for burdens. And Nachum Amadi says, no, the stam chamor, the average chamor, is being used for burden purposes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pa'amim mechurin u'pa'amim einan mechurin. Sometimes they are sold, these utensils are sold with it, sometimes they're not sold with it. Ketzad, how is that? Haya chamor lefanav. If you have a chamor in front of you, v'kelev olav, and these utensils are upon it, v'amr lo, and the buyer says to the seller, mechor li chamor achzeh, sell me this chamor of yours. Haya kelev mechurin. The kelim are sold, they're on them, and he's referring to that chamor with its kelim, therefore they're sold with it. But if he asks, if the purchaser asks the seller, chamor achu, is this your chamor? Ein kelev mechurin. The utensils are not sold with it, even if they are on the chamor at that time.